Independent Fundamental Baptist and self-professed Hiles man, Pastor Charles Shiflett, was sentenced on October 8th of 2008, already a convicted felon, for 7 counts of abuse, endangerment, and sexual indecency with children, to which he'd also pleaded guilty. Shiflett was most recently sentenced for 20 various counts of fraud and embezzlement against his previous church, insurance companies, and state agencies. On paper, Shiflett was sentenced to 100 years in prison, 5 years for each count, and an additional 12 months for a charge of making false statements on a state tax return. In reality, Shiflett is going to prison for 4 years. The judge suspended most of his sentence. However, this is 4 years more than Shiflett got for his crimes against children. This is a story in which there really are no good guys except for the lambs, whom Shiflett beat and abused and molested when they were children. Most of them did not show at the trial. However, the people from Shiflett's first church, where the abuses occurred, were there. Men and women who bought into the Hiles mindset of holiness by dress code. They had stood by for the decade or so in which Shiflett did exactly as he liked when he reigned supreme, berated church members, drove off any who disagreed with him, openly tormented a black child who attended, and preached the gospel of Jack Hiles while also making no effort to hide his willingness to beat children over the smallest of infractions or no infractions at all. Nobody witnessed the sexual abuse of children, but many people witnessed every other abuse that Shiflett committed. They watched Shiflett enslave school children, treat them as though they were worthless. They knew he was responsible for injuries, a broken collarbone, a broken foot, both of which went untreated until parents came to pick up children. They knew all of this and never interfered. Why? Because Charles Shiflett was their pastor, and they were going to be 100% loyal. He could do anything, and they would stand by him. That was the Bible, according to Jack Hiles, which they also embraced. It wasn't until Shiflett himself stormily resigned and the threat of a criminal investigation loomed that the deacon board acted. This note, there were no elders, as Calvary has concluded, in spite of the abundant evidence of a plurality of elders necessary to govern as given in Scripture, that elders are not biblical. Since Shiflett's departure from Calvary Baptist, the church has mostly lamented its own condition and done nothing as a church to repair the damage it has done to those lambs, or even make any public acknowledgement of its wrongdoing, or even offered an apology. There has been no church-wide repentance. At least a third of the church, in fact, after Shiflett stormily resigned from Calvary, followed Shiflett to start a new church, First Baptist of Culpeper, where the prevailing motto is, "We don't care what he's done, he's our pastor." And yes, many members there have said those exact same words, brazenly and shamelessly. So the dumb and dumber IFB churches squared off at the courthouse, and yes, there was at least one pushing match, and deputies had to separate the two groups at least once. Perhaps I am incorrect in what I assert about Calvary Baptist. For years they kept their bizarre and cult-like religion within their own walls, and now they've decided to be open about their complete disregard for what the Scripture actually teaches about Christian conduct. So they have made some progress since Shiflett was pastor, just not in the right direction. Their sins against their own children have still not been addressed, and now they seem to hate Shiflett for having done precisely what they empowered him to do. Meanwhile, reader comments in the Culpeper Star Exponent indicate that the two groups were eventually guided outside the building, where the current Shiflett followers, First Baptist, proceeded to utter threats about those from the previous Shiflett followers, Calvary Baptist, who had testified against Shiflett, saying they had better, quote, watch their backs. That's a quote picked up from an observer, but back when I recorded the Lambs of Culpeper, I recall the threats made against the young people who came forward to speak against Shiflett for molesting them. One young lady had the tires of her car slashed. Independent Baptist fundamentalists don't repent of actions like this, nor do they call for repentance for actions like this. Violence and other sins are given a pass in the name of loyalty, that IFB virtue that is not mentioned anywhere in Scripture. Those Shiflett followers who are disputing the incredibly light sentence seem to base their objections on these faulty premises. Shiflett is innocent because other people did it too. Shiflett is innocent because he did other stuff that was good. Shiflett is innocent because our church is bigger than your church. Shiflett is innocent because other men, completely unrelated to this case, have been falsely imprisoned. I've seen this type of reasoning before in many previous IFB churches. It's another tribute to the shifting relative ethics that have gotten such a foothold in fundamentalism. If you want to read the best synopsis of the courtroom antics, check out the Freelance Star from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Look up the name Charles Shiflett. If you want to read the parade of astounding comments left by Shiflett's former and current followers, go to the Culpeper Star Exponent of Culpeper, Virginia, and do a search for the name Charles Shiflett. And if you're ever in Culpeper, Virginia, go to the PCA Church. And what about the rest of fundamentalism? No other pastor anywhere has censured Charles Shiflett, rebuked those who follow him, or spoken a word from the pulpit on behalf of the lambs. Nobody has offered them the consolation of Christ. Nobody has taken their side against two churches who have endorsed the way that they were treated.